U.S. troops are on the ground in the troubled Arabian Peninsula nation of Yemen. They're there to assist U.S. nationals evacuate from the country. The State Department today pulled out non-essential diplomatic staff and their families. It also urged other Americans still in Yemen to leave immediately because of fears of an al-Qaeda attack. It's the same threat assessment that's caused U.S. diplomatic posts in 19 cities around the world to be shut for the week. U.S. drone strikes this morning reportedly killed several al-Qaeda militants. Adam Barron of McClatchy Newspapers is in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. Adam, how is the evacuation going today? Did you get an alert from the embassy?
As far as a personal thing, I just got the regular email alert. It seems like the evacuation went off pretty standardly. But to be honest, it's been hard to spot many, many clear signs of an increased security level. The most clear thing was this morning when what appeared to be a small manned surveillance aircraft circled around Sana'a for about 3 hours. But that was sort of the first real sign that residents of Sana'a have had that something is up. But as of now, there's almost a disconnect because you read about what's going on in Yemen in the news and you see these reports about the threat level and about the possibility of the attack. But if you walk around Sana'a, people are just kind of going about their business and preparing for the upcoming Eid al-Fitr holiday.
So it wasn't like U.S. and Western nationals just panicked and ran for the door or anything?
There aren't really that many U.S. or Western nationals here in the first place. I mean, days will pass without me seeing another American here. You know, it's generally just a handful of NGO workers, a handful of journalists and embassy staff and oil staff as well.
So you don't see any increased U.S. Military presence to help with the evacuation?
The surveillance plane would appear to be a U.S. manned surveillance plane would probably be the clearest evidence of any uptick in U.S. military presence. There have been Marines stationed at the U.S. Embassy for some time, and I'm sure despite the evacuation of most embassy staff, the Marines will be staying on, of course.
Adam, there was a drone strike today that reportedly killed 4 members of al-Qaeda. Drone strikes, obviously, in Yemen are not something unusual. But can you give us a little background about today's attack?
You can't necessarily make the definitive call in terms of identifying these people at this point because the bodies of those who were killed were so badly burned that they were impossible to identify, as is often the case with the strikes. This current strike marks the 4th in less than 2 weeks. Many Yemenis, to be honest, are increasingly anxious about the increasing rate of U.S. drones. Because when you talk to people, for example, in Marib, in Wadi Abida, where this strike took place, regular civilians, they'll stress that as far as they're concerned, the battle against al-Qaeda is something they fear just as much as al-Qaeda itself.
You're a journalist. Your job is to report on this sort of thing. But do you feel a heightened threat level for yourself these days?
I'd say it's business as usual. The potential threat is always there, and people are talking about it more. But in a way, it's just that, as far as I see it, I'm just more aware of something that's always there.
So you're staying around?
Yes.
That was Adam Barron of McClatchy Newspapers speaking to us from Yemen's capital, Sana'a.